Leah Lovequist is the wildfire information officer for the Slave Lake Forest area, but Slave Lake also does cover a little bit of High Prairie. So, yeah, there you go. So you got a little bit of an expansion as far as real estate is concerned. But, Leah, I appreciate this. Thank you very much for joining us. Wildfire season, it starts March the 1st. It's right around the corner. It starts on Saturday. Comments on the fact that fire season is now upon us.
You betcha. And what that means is fire permits are now required for any burning in the forest protection area. These fire permits are free, and you can request them online at firepermits.alberta.ca or by calling your local forestry office. And it's also important to go back if you have conducted any winter burning, go back and make sure those winter burns are fully extinguished, because a fire can burn under the snow all winter long and reemerge as a wildfire in the spring.
That's a good point you bring up here, Leah, is the fact that winter burns have happened. Yes, we've had a lot of moisture in this winter, but how deceiving can looks be, in your opinion, especially with winter burn sites?
Right. What we're seeing is we're seeing these warm temperatures above zero, and it is melting all our snow. And what's that exposing? That is exposing an abundance of dead dry grass. And now when the conditions become warm and windy, that dead dry grass is going to become flammable. And that's a real concern for fire. Fire moves very quickly through dead dry grass, and winter burn that hasn't been fully extinguished can spread into that dry vegetation.
On the other side of the coin here, Leah, we have had a lot of snow and a lot of moisture this winter, especially compared to the last couple of years. How much, in your opinion, has the moisture helped?
Right, you betcha. We had a significant, in Slave Lake Forest area, we had a significant amount of rain last summer, 19 inches, in fact, and we did see our average to a little bit above average snowfall. But what really dictates what the fire season will bring in the spring is how much rain we're going to get. That's really going to dictate what the fire season will look like.
And that's going to be coming up, I guess, in the next couple of months. And fingers crossed that maybe Mother Nature gets the hint to say, hey, we'd like a little rain down here, please.
You bet. The rain is the major factor.
And now with forest fire season upon us here, I'm imagining and guessing that 310 Fire is still active?
You betcha. It's active all year long, 24/7. So if you spot a wildfire out there, call 310 Fire. That's 310-3473. That'll get you right to our dispatch here, and that we can respond to that fire.
Leah, I ask you, especially with the 310 Fire aspect, how much is it, in your opinion, that we need to be safe rather than sorry and say, hey, maybe we should call it in?
If you have any doubts, you see smoke out there and you have, you know, doubts about calling it or not, just call it in. Call it in. We'll go confirm or go check it out. So we'll be sending firefighters to your smoke call at 310 Fire. Just call it in.
Here's hoping for a quiet season.
We just sure hope we get that rain in the spring.
Leah Lovequist is the Wildfire Information Officer for the Slave Lake Forest area. Leah, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much.